This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. More than 12,000 people in Massachusetts have died from COVID-19. The high numbers can obscure their individual stories and the stories of their families. Julio Salado is a 46-year-old personal trainer. He recently became an emergency medical technician, too. Salado lives in Malden with his girlfriend. The coronavirus has hit them especially hard. It started this past spring. Julio's father, 75-year-old Rafael Salado, died of COVID. He'd been living at a long-term care facility in Boston. Julio told us about going to see his dad in the hospital to say goodbye.
I think this is the first time I'm talking about this. It's not a good feeling to see your parent in that condition. So it was very overwhelming to see, but I knew that it would probably be the last time I would see him. So when I just talked to him, I was the one that connected my mother via the phone for her to say goodbye to him. And they were first love. And I had to listen and watch her tell my father at that time everything that she wanted to say to him. He could not respond, but it was very clear that their hearts were speaking to one another. That's the best way I can describe it. So, you know, you see on TV the nurses giving access to the family via the phone or, you know, iPad. That's how it was. But I wasn't a nurse. I was actually the youngest son doing it.
Your parents were divorced, but they stayed friends through their lives. And as you say, they were first loves. So that was in May. In November, your girlfriend, with whom you live, Liz Porcari, was diagnosed as being COVID positive. She's been sick for about a month now. I know she's right there. Actually, Liz, can you join us on the line for a minute?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. If it's too hard to talk, tell me. But can you tell us how you're doing?
I'm okay. I have a fever that has gone on since I first got the virus. So that feels very strange. Yeah. And my throat, you can hear, it's not quite great. Chills and fatigue. I was really surprised to test positive.
Liz was surprised.
Yeah, I was. I was kind of shocked to see the letter that said you've tested positive. Because
you had taken the precautions.
We were. Yeah, I felt like we were really serious about it. You know, we were in good shape, and I wouldn't have said that we would be like prime candidates to get sick. And I certainly wouldn't have expected to stay sick this long.
Yeah, that's true.
And I've been working the entire time because I'm in retail and it's the Christmas season, holiday season. So
what do you do and how have you still been doing it?
I am the retail director for the ICA. Institute of Contemporary Art. And I just have been sitting in bed with my laptop and phone.
And we wish you a good recovery and a whole recovery. I wonder if you can put us back with Julio?
Sure. I'm here.
Hi, Julio. You're a fitness instructor. Have you been able to continue that at all during this time?
When I first got tested positive, no, my symptoms were way too overwhelming. I mean, because you would think because it's a virtual online that you can just maybe sit on the chair and just tell people what. No, you're completely zapped and I couldn't waste my energy in trying to force myself to do anything physical or coach people.
Julio, you became a medical technician after your father died. That's a frontline position at a really difficult time. Why did you do it?
Wow. After seeing my father passed away, I was interested in the industry for many years. And the first thing that came to my mind that I didn't want to stay home. I wanted to be of help. I wanted to be out there as quickly as possible to try to combat COVID and just be of help. And it just popped in my mind that the shortest course, the course that I can take that can get me out there was EMT. And it was easier for me to try to help others and go out there than to sit at home.
So this has been a pretty incredible year for you both. I wonder, looking back, if you have any particular reflections aside from just wanting to get better.
I can say kind of like in a reflection is pretty much, you know, before the COVID, I'm somebody like who's a community oriented and believe that we should lean on each other and help each other when we can. And prior to COVID, that seemed like more it was like an idea because most people were more busy. Looking back from my own personal experience, it proved to me that there is a lot of good, because when I shared with other people that my father passed away due to COVID, we got an outpouring of support. And then I noticed online and in the community that there was popping up a lot of small organizations, groups, by just regular neighbors and people supporting each other. Whereas early on in the thing, there was some families making masks and then they left it on the porch because we didn't have any and I got masks. So looking back, it's like, there's a lot of good in the world. That's like my reflection, is that there are people who care for their neighbors, and it took a pandemic to really bring it out of everybody.
I hope you both do very well, and we're wishing you a speedy recovery. Julio Salado is a personal trainer and emergency medical technician recovering now from COVID-19, as is his partner, Liz Porcari, who is still struggling with COVID. Liz, thank you. And Julio, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.